Hey guys, I'm Solomon and welcome back to my podcast. This is the second episode of my podcast, and before I go in, I would like to apologize for my last podcast. I heard it wasn't so audible, and I've rectified the problem by changing the device. Initially, I said I was going to do a poem that was going to talk about my ethnicity and my nationality and how that affected my mentality. But today, I changed my mind and we're going to be talking about rape. I really wanted to push this poem down later in this season to when I get comfortable, but there's no such thing. If I don't do it now, I probably would never do it and find an excuse. And I didn't want to talk about rape, like who wants to talk about rape anyway? But I'm going to do it now and you're going to be part of it. So Steve Harvey said something. He said 10% of life is what life does to you and 90% is what you do about it. And that made me understand. People would always get molested. People would always get raped. You may have an abusive father, an abusive mother. You may not even have a father or a mother. You may be helpless, homeless, tired, have no one to talk to. You may feel all alone and you may feel like nobody's there. But the question is, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Because the truth is, people won't always hear how many times you were raped before you became a rapist. People would never do a research and care how many times you were abused before you became abusive. It is your end story that matters. So what are you going to do about what is going on with you? So today I'm going to be talking about a poem titled Rape, and I'm going to be sharing my experience, what I did and what I did not do, and why what I did affected who I am. This is why this poem is in this segment, because I'm describing myself and everything I've been through. And when I say everything I've been through, I don't mean I've been through the whole world problem. I just mean everything I personally have gone through has somehow affected my personality and my identity, and I'm holding on to that. So I'm going to tell you what I did and what I did not do. And I'm going to deduct a lesson and I'm going to push it out as a message. So on this note, I'm going to read out rape to you. Okay. If I knew what you did was going to eat out of my life, I would have killed myself and rather would have died. I was 8 and you were about 35. You had a degree in accounting and math was my strife. My mom brought me to you to teach me how to times and how to divide numbers in twos, even numbers that were prime. But the first 5 weeks or so, you got me learning my tables. And then about 2 weeks later, you had me on your table. You whispered it would be fun as your hand roamed my body. If I knew the meaning of what you did, I would have turned things bloody. I had learned math enough and my mom thought so too. But I started faking dumb because now I wanted you. You thought it well to create a band. So when you were done with me, your friends took the next round. I became compliant. I guess that's what came next. It wasn't rape anymore, but had turned into sex. I grew up trying to get out of the mess. You played mind games with me. To you, I was chess. I'm trying to pick my pieces and bind them with tape. I may not be precious anymore, but I'm a survivor of rape. I read this on the 14th of December 2018, 8:40 a.m. And I'm going to tell you about Mr. Philip, who was my predator. So I went to three primary schools, and in one of these schools I had to do lesson because it was mandatory. It was mandatory that people who weren't doing so well in class should do lesson. So math is also like a generational problem in my family. We don't really know math. I don't think anybody in my family knows math. My brother and now my sister now think she knows math, but I don't know who they're deceiving or who they're kidding. I don't think anybody knows math. Or maybe I'm saying that because I don't know it personally, but I don't think anybody in this house knows mathematics. So I was 8 when Mr. Philip decided I was old enough and attractive enough to be sexually involved with. And he used me quite efficiently and he used me effectively. I would say that. So he wasn't my lesson teacher. No, he wasn't. He was the assistant to my lesson teacher, but my lesson teacher was always busy. So he mostly had to teach me. So I remember when he was teaching me about subtraction and he was teaching me that difference meant subtraction and altogether meant addition. And he was teaching me how to times, and it was an assignment basically we're working on. And as he was teaching me this, this was the first time it happened. He was rotating his hips. Oh, well, he had a penis, by the way. No, he had a penis. And he was grinding, yes. But it was more in a circular motion. I don't know why he did it like that, but that's how he did it. And I didn't see anything. I went home, came back, and I didn't see anything. The next day, he did it again. But this time, he rolled and rotated his hand on my chest just as he was moving his hips. I went home, I came back, I did not say anything. And then he decided that he should kiss me. And he did. I did not say anything. And then he decided again that his penis needed a place for warmth and safekeeping, and he decided my mouth was a perfect place for it, so he got his way. I didn't say anything. And which brings me to my first point. It's so funny how we go through things that kills us on the inside, because all through the time Mr. Philip did what he did, I would struggle and I would try to break free. And sometimes I just stayed to let him do what he wanted to do to me. And sometimes I responded to what he was doing and I was just crying in that moment. I was not making noise while crying, but I was just tearing up. So sometimes we hate the situation we are in. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. You hate it. It's killing you on the inside, but yet we leave it on the inside. I had people who would have listened to me and would have fought for me, but I kept it on the inside. I didn't speak up. So if there's anything I'm telling you to do today, I am telling you to speak up. I'm telling you that people, you may not always be fortunate to have people come to you and tell me your problems. You may not even be fortunate that when you tell people your problems, they listen to you. But never stop speaking up, because even when God created the world, he made Adam and Eve. And Eve was supposed to be a helper. They didn't specify in what area she was supposed to help. But that idea already makes me know and believe that when God was creating the world, he knew that human beings would have problems. And he knew they needed a physical helper. So whatever is bothering you, whatever you're going through, and no matter how terrible it feels like, speak up. Because now, after a lot of years has passed and until I spoke up, I have never felt more free and more relieved. It's so funny how this was a solution, or was the beginning to the solution of my problem, but I just kept it all in. So speak up. Secondly, I would talk about you being responsible with yourself, with your body. Now, what do I mean by that? There's some rape incidents we hear, and it's just sad and heartbreaking. They tie them, they bully them, they drag them, they rape them to death. It's human, it's heartbreaking. And there's some other rape cases where you did not know. He flirted with you, but he told you to come to his office, you still went, or you just really needed that job, or he told you to meet him in the hotel room and you still went, or she told you to meet in the hotel room and you still went. There are some rape cases like that. The only reason why people get raped, I would like to say, is because they encounter a rapist. But there are some rape cases that could be avoided. You didn't have to go to his room. You didn't have to go to her room. You didn't have to get the job and regret your choice later on how you got the job. You didn't have to. You have to learn how to be responsible for yourself, responsible for, because people may do it for you, but just in case people fall short, you have to take up that role. It's your primary role. You have to be responsible for yourself. When people are not going to be there for you, be responsible for yourself. And my third point is actually my best point. The point that makes me understand that no matter what happens, life would always be life and life will always treat you bad. But this is something I read on the school wall. What I read from the school wall said, "You are too good for your future to be ignored." No. He said, "Your future is too good to be ignored." And I believed it. I genuinely did. My future is too good to be ignored because I went through one sad story, two sad stories, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10 sad stories. I'm not going to throw away my future because life was too hard for me. Because I know that where my problem ends is where someone's problem starts. So I might have been squashed to a wall. He might have beaten my ear and said, "I'm going to have fun with your body." I might have struggled for he didn't get my way, but he didn't tie me with rope. And there was somebody who was tied with rope. Somebody was tied with rope and was screaming and tried to get free, but couldn't get free. But there was also somebody who died fighting. Where your problem ends, someone's problem starts. But I am too well thought out. You are too specially made. We're too creatively planned out for bad things to happen and ruin us and make us feel like our future does not matter, to make us feel like we can't be or reach our full potential. I am too much for that. I am definitely too much for that. So I don't know how hard it is for you. Because in the last part of my poem, I said, "I may not be precious anymore, but I'm a survivor of rape." And now I look at it and I'm saying, what does that even mean? Of course I'm precious. Of course you're precious. You're only precious when you think you're only not precious when you no longer think you're precious. Because as far as I'm concerned, the worst can happen to me and I am still beautifully, fearfully, and perfectly made. I am still strong enough to overcome, because life will be life. Life would break you. But what are you going to do about it? So I would have you know that Mr. Philip actually did not bring anyone to the room, and it wasn't a banned sex. Nobody used me after he was done with me. That was just me exaggerating, and I will be honest and say that did not happen. But to some extent, I felt compliant. I felt, because I didn't say anything, I didn't speak up, I'm compliant. I am probably enjoying this. And it made me hate myself. It made me feel like, you know, you let this happen to yourself. But I'm over that. Now, it doesn't even matter if I let it happen to myself or if I did not, or though I did not. The only thing that matters is how I did it. I spoke up. I got help. It didn't take 3 months. It didn't take 4 months. It was years. 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 I don't know how long it's going to take for you to get out of your problem. But never stop speaking up. Be responsible for yourself. And whatever you go through, remember your future is too good to be ignored. So on this note, I bring this session to a close. I want you to remember that you're perfect and you're too much. You're too much for terrible situations to make you feel like that's the end of your life. Your life is not over till you say it is. So just in case you feel like you need someone to talk to and you need someone to relate to about something that's going on with you, I'm not saying I'm with the answers or I know all these things, but just in case you need someone to talk to and you need to see the picture form of this poem, I'm going to post it on my Instagram, and you can also send me a message on my Instagram or leave me a voice message on Anchor. So my Instagram handle is Solomon. It's basically XXOLOMON, and it is X instead of S for snake. It is X for xylophone. And so yeah, till next week Friday. I didn't even know how much of perfection I wanted on this, because I have been recording this since God knows how many days. I record and record hours back to back, and I don't even know if this is going to be my final work, but I just want to pass a message where every individual that come across this would know that it is okay to be a living wreck. It is okay to go through like terrible things. It is perfectly normal. What is not normal is your reaction. So have a beautiful day.